Ukraine security issue.
215 Ukrainian defenders have been released from Russian captivity. Among them are 10 foreign citizens who fought for Ukraine and were threatened with the death penalty by the occupiers. The majority of the fighters who were freed are 108 members of the Azov Regiment, border servicemen, marines, national guardsmen, customs officers also made their way home. Three pregnant women were among the released prisoners. In the framework of the exchange, 55 Russian soldiers and Ukrainian businessman and pro-Russian politician Viktor Medvedchuk, who is the godfather of Putin's daughter, were released to Russia. Medvedchuk is currently on trial for treason in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine had no qualms giving up the traitor. It is necessary to return all Ukrainians imprisoned by Russia.
Сьогодні у нас 215 хороших новин. Це однозначна перемога для нашої держави, а головне для 215 родин, які зможуть побачити своїх близьких в безпеці.
Today we have 215 pieces of good news. This is clearly a victory for our state, for our entire society. And most importantly, for 215 families who will be able to see their loved ones in safety. A total of 108 warriors of Azov, a total of 188 heroes of Azovstal and Mariupol. 8 people were wounded during the Russian terrorist attack in Olenivka. We remember all our people and strive to save every Ukrainian. This is the meaning of Ukraine, our essence. This is what distinguishes us from the enemy. We value every life. And we will definitely do everything to save everyone who is in Russian captivity. We helped our friends. This is a matter of honor for Ukraine, a matter of our gratitude for helping our country. We managed to liberate 10 foreign citizens who were in Russian captivity. Now the following people will return home. 5 citizens of Great Britain, 2 citizens of the United States, 1 citizen of Morocco, 1 citizen of Sweden, 1 citizen of Croatia. The enemy sentenced them to a long prison term or the death penalty. We saved their lives. Ukrainian commanders of the Azov Regiment are now in Turkey. Denis Prokopenko, also known as Redis, Serhii Volinsky, also known as Volina, Svetoslav Palamar, Denis Shlecha, Oleg Khomenko, and Yevhen Bova are currently under personal guarantees of protection and safety by President Erdogan of Turkey. They shall return home after the war ends, but are able to meet with their families. Katerina, the spouse of Denis Prokopenko, has already spoken with her husband by phone and says she's ready to visit him any moment now.
Він набрав мене 3 секунди, сказав: "Катя, я живий, все добре, ще зідзвонимось". Емоції переповняють і по голосу начебто все добре.
We had a very brief phone conversation and he told me he was alive and well and we would be able to speak more later. It was a very emotional moment. He sounded okay, but when I saw him at the briefing, I was overcome with emotions. I'm so glad he's alive, but the physical image of him that I'm used to has changed. He looks so different now. It's hard to even imagine what they did to him and what is to come. I last spoke to him in May. I'll be seeing him soon. I'm ready to take the first available flight to see him. Just tell me where he is. There have been 20 prisoner swaps since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and a total of 800 Russian servicemen were released to the Kremlin. The events in Ukraine are the key topic of the UN General Assembly currently underway in New York. US President Joseph Biden stated during his speech that Russia has shamelessly violated the UN Charter with this brutal invasion of Ukraine. Joe Biden added that the USA and other Western allies shall continue supporting Ukraine.
It's about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple, and Ukraine's right to exist as a people. Whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever you believe, that should make your blood run cold. So we, each of us in this body who is determined to uphold the principles and beliefs we pledge to defend as members of the United Nations, must be clear, firm and unwavering in our resolve. Ukraine has the same rights that belong to every sovereign nation. We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine. We will stand in solidarity against Russia's aggression. Period. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss also pledged continued military assistance for Ukraine, saying the UK shall support Ukraine as long as it takes, until Ukraine prevails. According to Liz Truss, new UK weapons are arriving in Ukraine, including more MLRS rockets. In order to shake the world's resolve in supporting Ukraine, Russian President Putin is trying to blackmail the international community with nuclear weapons. The head of the Kremlin spoke of this in his televised address to the nation on the 21st of September. However, these cynical and irresponsible threats shall not shake the world's unity to stand by Ukraine and the comprehensive support to Ukraine's ability to defend its territorial integrity and sovereignty as long as it takes, said UN High Representative Josep Borrell. Any move by Russia towards the use of tactical nuclear weapons will mean the end for her, said Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council Oleksiy Danilov, emphasizing that the response of the civilized world will be instantaneous.
Якщо, не дай Боже, він насунеться хоча б там на крок до використання тактичної ядерної зброї.
If God forbid he comes even one step closer to the use of nuclear weapons, then the end of the Russian Federation will come in a very short period of time. If he only decides to do this, the answer of the civilized world will be instantaneous. Putin has been warned by the civilized world, by the US President and the UK Prime Minister. The current UK Prime Minister sustains this position. The response shall be instantaneous. I emphasize that the bluff he's trying to promote indicates that they are in an extremely difficult state, into which they have driven themselves. They've been destroying their country for 22 years now, after having chosen this KGB guy as president in the year 2000. They are now reaping the consequences. In the meantime, police in Russia are detaining demonstrators during protests against mobilization announced by Putin on the 21st of September. More than 1,300 people have been detained. Ukraine is calling on mobilized Russians to surrender to the armed forces of Ukraine in order to save their lives, said Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Reintegration of the Temporarily Occupied Territories of Ukraine Irina Vereshchuk. According to her, safety and decent conditions of detention will be guaranteed to those who surrendered. Russians who surrendered can also be exchanged for Ukrainians, Vereshchuk added. After the military call-up announced in Russia by President Putin, Russians are trying to urgently flee the country. As a result, a mile-long queue of vehicles has formed on the border with Georgia in particular, according to reports by Echo Kavkaza. Long queues have been reported on Russia's border with Finland, and airplane tickets have been sold out to countries that don't require Russians to obtain visas. At the same time, EU countries bordering on Russia stated that they shall not provide asylum to Russians attempting to avoid mobilization.